శ్రీ సాయి సచ్చరిత్ర ద వండర్ఫుల్ లైఫ్ అండ్ టీచింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ శ్రీ సాయిబాబా చాప్టర్ 30 డ్రాన్ టు షిరిడి నంబర్ 1 కాకాజీ వైద్య ఆఫ్ వాణి నంబర్ 2 రామ్లాల్ పంజాబీ ఆఫ్ ముంబై ఇన్ దిస్ చాప్టర్ ద స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ 2 మోర్ డివోటీస్ హు వర్ డ్రాన్ టు షిరిడి ఇస్ నరేటెడ్ ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రిలిమినరీ Bow to the kind Sai, who is the abode of mercy and who is affectionate towards his devotees. By his mere darshan, he does away with their fear of worldly illusions, that is, samsara, and destroys their calamities. He was first nirgun, that is, formless, but on account of the devotion of his bhaktas, he was obliged to take a form. To give liberation, self-realization to the bhaktas is the mission of the saints and for Sai. The chief of them, that mission is inevitable. Those who take refuge in his feet have all their sins destroyed and their progress is certain. Remembering his feet, Brahmins from holy places come to him and read scriptures and chant the Gayatri Mantra in his presence. We, who are weak and without any merits, do not know what bhakti is, but we know this much, that thought, all others may leave us. Sai won't forsake us. Those whom he favors get enormous strength. Discrimination between the unreal and the real and knowledge. Sai knows fully the desire of his devotees and fulfills the same. Hence, they get what they want and are grateful. So we invoke him and prostrate ourselves before him. Forgetting all our faults, let him free us from all anxieties. He who, being overcome with calamities, remembers and prays Sai thus, will get all his mind calmed and pacified through his grace. This Sai, the ocean of mercy, says Hemadpanth, favored him, and the result of this is the present work, Sai Sacharitra. Otherwise, what qualifications had he to undertake this enterprise? But as Sai took all the responsibility, Hemadpanth felt no burden nor any care about this. When the powerful light of knowledge was there to inspire his speech and pen, why should he entertain any doubts or feel any anxiety? Sai got the service in the form of this book done by him. This is due to the accumulation of his merits in the past births and therefore he thinks himself fortunate and blessed. The following story is not a mere tale but pure nectar. He who drinks it will realize Sai's greatness and all pervasiveness. Those who want to argue and criticize should not go in for this. What is wanted here is not discussion but unlimited love and devotion. Learned, devout and faithful believers are those who consider themselves as servants of the saints, will like and appreciate the stories. Others will take them to be fables. The fortunate bhaktas of Sai will find the Sai Leelas as Kalpataru, that is, wish-fulfilling tree. Drinking in or devouring this nectar of Sai Leelas will give liberation to the ignorant jivas, satisfaction to the householders and a sadhana to the aspirants. Now, we come to the story of this chapter. Om Shri Sai. Kakaji Vaidya. There lived in Vani, Nasik district, a man named Kakaji Vaidya. He was the priest of the goddess Saptashringi there. He was so overpowered by adverse circumstances and calamities that he lost peace of mind and became quite restless. Under such circumstances, one evening he went into the temple of the goddess and prayed unto her from the bottom of his heart and invoked her aid to free him from anxiety. The goddess was pleased with his devotion and the same night appeared to him in his dream and said to him, "You go to Baba and then your mind will become calm and composed." Kakaji was anxious to know from her who this Baba was. But before he could get any explanation, he was awakened. Then he began to think as to who might be this Baba to whom the goddess had asked him to go. After some thinking, he resolved that this Baba might be Trayambakeshwar, that is, Lord Shiva. So he went to the holy place Trayambak, that is, Nasik district, and stayed there for 10 days. During this period, he bathed early in the morning, chanted the Rudra hymns, did the Abhisheka, that is pouring fresh water over the pindi, and did other religious rites. But with all this, he was as restless as before. Then he returned to his place and again invoked the goddess most pitifully. That night, she again appeared in his dream and said, "Why did you go to Trayambakeshwar in vain? I am meant by Baba, Sri Sai Samrat of Shirdi." The question before Kakaji now was, how and when to go to Shirdi and how to see Baba? If anybody is in real earnest to see a saint, not only the saint, but God also fulfills his wish. In fact, the Sant, that is saint, and the Anant, that is God, are one and the same. There is not the least difference between them. If anybody thinks that he will go on his own wish and see a saint, that will be a mere boast. Unless the saint wills it, no one is able to go and see him. Even the leaf of the tree won't move without his bidding. The more anxious a bhakta is for the visit of the saint, the more devout and faithful he is. The more speedily and effectively is his wish satisfied to his heart's content. He who invites anybody for a visit also arranges everything for his reception, and so it happened with Kakaji.
Om Shri Sai.
Shyama's vows. When Kakaji was thinking about his intended visit to Shirdi, a guest came to him at his place to take him to Shirdi. He was no other than Shyama, a very close and intimate devotee of Baba. How he came to Vani at this juncture, we shall just see. Shyama was severely ill when he was very young, and his mother had taken a vow to her family goddess, Saptashringi at Vani, that if her son got well, she would bring and dedicate him at her feet. Then after some years, the mother herself suffered much from ringworms on her breast. At the time, she again took another vow to her deity that if she got all right, she would offer her two silver breasts. These two vows remained unfulfilled. At her deathbed, she called her son Shyama and drew his attention to the vows. And after taking a promise from him that he would fulfill them, she breathed her last. After some time, Shyama forgot about these vows, and thus 30 years elapsed. About this time, a famous astrologer had come to Shirdi and stayed there for a month. His predictions in the case of Sriman Bhuti and others came true, and everybody was satisfied. Shyama's younger brother, Bapaji, consulted him and was told about his mother's vows, which his elder brother had promised to fulfill at her deathbed and not yet fulfilled. Hence the goddess was displeased with them and that was bringing troubles on them. Bapaji told this to his brother Shyama, who was then reminded of the unfulfilled vows. On thinking that any further delay would be dangerous, he called a goldsmith and got a pair of silver breasts prepared. Then he went to the masjid, prostrated himself before Baba, and placing before him the two silver breasts, requested him to accept them and free him from the vows. As to him, he was his Saptashringi goddess. Then Baba insisted upon him to go himself to the temple of Saptashringi and offer them at the feet of the goddess. Thus, after taking Baba's permission and Udi, he left for Vani. And while searching for the priest, reached Kakaji's house. Kakaji was then very anxious to visit Baba, and Shyama went there to see him at that very time. What a wonderful coincidence was this. Kakaji asked him who he was and whence did he come. And on learning that he came from Shirdi, he at once embraced him. So overwhelmed was he with love that they talked about Sai Leelas, and after finishing the rites of Shyama's vows, they both started for Shirdi. On reaching the place, Kakaji went to the masjid and fell at Baba's feet. His eyes were soon bedewed with tears and his mind attained calmness. According to the vision of the goddess, no sooner did he see Baba, his mind lost all its restlessness and became calm and composed. Kakaji began to think in his mind, "What a wonderful power is this. Baba spoke nothing. There was no question and answer, no benediction pronounced. The mere darshan itself was so conducive to happiness. The restlessness of my mind disappeared by his mere darshan. Consciousness of joy came upon me. This is what is called the greatness of darshan." His vision was fixed on Sai's feet and he could utter no word. Hearing Baba's leelas, his joy knew no bounds. He surrendered himself completely to Baba, forgot his anxiety and cares, and got undiluted happiness. He lived happily there for 12 days, and after taking Baba's leave, Udi and blessings, returned home. Om Shri Sai. Kushal Chand of Rahata. It is said that a dream which we get in the wee hours of the morning generally comes out true in the waking state. This may be so, but regarding Baba's dreams, there is no restriction of time. To quote an instance, Baba told Kaka Saheb Dikshit one afternoon to go to Rahata and fetch Kushal Chand to Shirdi, as he had not seen him since long. Kaka Saheb accordingly took a tonga and went to Rahata. He met Kushal Chand and gave him Baba's message. On hearing it, Kushal Chand was surprised and said that while he was taking a noon nap after meals, Baba appeared in his dream and asked him to come to Shirdi immediately, and that he was anxious to go. As he had no horse of his own nearby, he had sent his son to inform Baba. When his son was just out of the village border, Dikshit's tonga turned up. Dikshit then said that he was sent specially to bring him. Then they both went into the tonga back to Shirdi. Kushal Chand saw Baba and all were pleased. Seeing this leela of Baba, Kushal Chand was very much moved. Om Shri Sai. Ramlal Punjabi of Mumbai. Once a Punjabi Brahmin of Mumbai named Ramlal got a dream in which Baba appeared and asked him to come to Shirdi. Baba appeared to him as a Mahant, that is saint, but he did not know his whereabouts. He thought that he should go and see him, but as he had no address, he did not know what to do. But he who calls anybody to him also makes the necessary arrangements for the same. The same happened in this case. The same afternoon, when he was strolling in the street, he saw a picture of Baba in a shop. The features of the Mahant he saw earlier in the dream tallied exactly with those of the picture. Then on making enquiries, he came to know that the picture was of Sai Baba of Shirdi. He went soon after this to Shirdi and stayed there till his death. In this way, Baba brought his devotees to Shirdi for darshan and satisfied their wants, material as well as spiritual. Bow to Sri Sai. Peace be to all.